Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, in the United States of America, but heard all across the World Wide Web. We are so excited to have you joining us here today. We have a phenomenal show. Let me tell you, we have an outstanding show. Today is our international spotlight. OMG, all of our guests that are joining us today are in another country. Isn't that awesome? I'm telling you what, the power of the internet to make all of these connections. And so we just want to jump right on in. Our first guest that's hanging out in the virtual studio, I got to tell you, back by popular demand, you have heard from Gospel Invasion Group before, GIG. Yes. So we're going to be talking to Goodney of Gospel Invasion Group. Oh, my goodness. They're one of the most talented, inspirational, electrifying Christian rock band, and they have released their fifth CD called God With Us, and I'm telling you what, it's the best one yet, and they're calling all the way in from Iceland. So we'll be talking with Goodney for Gospel Invasion Group. And then we're going to move into our second segment, an artist spotlight. Oh, my goodness, all the way from Scotland. Erloho. Yes, all the way from Scotland. Oh, my goodness. You know what she says? Urban gospel music is on the rise, including gospel hip-hop and neo-soul and even gospel club. But she says there's still room in our hearts for praise and worship. So we're excited to share the music ministry and the music gift of Erloho with you. And then we're going to wrap up with our third segment. Natalie Phillips, all the way from the UK, London, England, will be joining us. And listen, if you don't recognize Natalie's name, it's a good chance you've probably heard her voice. Oh, my goodness, she has a dynamic history, certainly a background in good music. She has been a past winner of Gospel Entertainment Music and a past winner of Best Female Award with Oasis, and I'm telling you what, she has been lead vocalist for UK's longest-serving choir, IDMC, and so we're going to get to chat it up and talk to her about her latest project, Unique Perspectives, and again, all the way from London, England. Yes, Natalie Phillips. So let's jump right on in again to our first segment, featuring and spotlighting Gospel Invasion Group, GIG. You've seen me tweeting. You've seen me posting on Facebook and all that good stuff. And I'm excited. Bring it up to the mic right now. Of Gospel Invasion Group, GIG. Goodney, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Wow. It's so good to have you all the way from Iceland.
Yes, good to be back. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, so let's jump right on in. Your fifth CD, God
yes,
With
ma'am.
Us. Yeah, tell
yes,
us about
ma'am.
All of the tracks on that project.
Well, you know, this is, like you said, this is the fifth CD we do. This is the first CD we record in a studio. The rest of the CDs was mostly recorded live. So this is our first studio CD, and we are really proud of it. And actually, earlier last year,
mm-hmm.
we just did a record contract with a record label in the USA, named Tate Music Group. So it's been the CD is coming out in America. It's been coming out in America all this year. So we're really excited about this project.
Congratulations. And I believe Gospel Invasion Group is you're the first international group to sign with Tate. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Outstanding. So that's just going to give you a lot of fans and a lot of exposures here in the United States.
Yeah. Exactly. It's already highlighting some of our stuff right now. So it's going to be interesting where this is going to take us in the U.S. and other places.
Great. So let's talk about the project. So God With Us, how did you decide on the name of this project?
Well, that's a good question, because we were thinking about it for many, I think 2 or 3 weeks. But, you know, the way we choose songs on the album is usually how the song that affects us or moves us the most. So,
okay.
God With Us was a song we were just recently working on, and it was really close to our heart. So it kind of was led by God that was on top as a project name.
All right. And then there are others. Then we're going to let listeners hear one of my favorites, which is Your Love Is Beautiful. Tell us about that particular track.
Well, that's a Hillsong track, an old Hillsong track, which we actually took into a studio and made some arranges to. And we did it Iceland style. We did it gospel invasion style. And you're probably going to recognize this song, but you're not going to recognize the arrangements to the song. We kind of do it our way. I hope you guys like it. But we're really proud of the way that song particularly came out. It's especially fun when we're performing this song live. It usually moves the crowd quite a bit. It's a really cool song.
Yes. All right. I love it. And I saw it on your YouTube channel as well. So
yes,
how can
ma'am.
People watch you on YouTube?
Well, we have a web page, which is gigonline.is, and there your listeners can hook us up on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And our songs are obviously available on iTunes and Amazon and Spotify and all the major channels. So I would encourage them, please look us up on our webpage and hook up with us and tell us what you're doing, where you're from, and we'd love to get some more friends.
Awesome. Awesome. I
yes.
love it. And so some more tracks that are on this project, God With Us, The Hurt and the Healer. That's track 3. Tell us about that one. Yeah.
Well, when we choose that song, my wife is the singer on the track. And when we were kind of thinking about what to do, what to put on the CD, we had we were going through some stuff, and God was, that song, we heard it from a Mercy Me album, and it just, you know, moved our hearts so powerfully that we wanted to express how we felt. We take it a different way. That's Mercy Me. We take it down to worship a little bit, and
mm-hmm.
also that's one of my favorite tracks on the album. Also, we have a couple of tracks from an Icelandic authors, and it's going to be interesting for your listeners to, you know, we have such a good range on this CD, so it's going to be interesting how America is going to
really take
the
to the project. Yeah, I think
yeah.
you won't have a problem at all, because you know what, God is the same everywhere, right?
Yes, ma'am.
He's the
yes,
same
ma'am.
Everywhere.
Yes.
He's the
yes,
same
ma'am.
Everywhere. And so you've got a lot of different things, so a lot of different sounds on the project.
Yes.
And as I said before, you're described as a Christian rock band. Do you like that
yes.
description? Does that fit you all well?
Well, we talk about us as a rock band, but we're more of a modern worship band, rock band, something in between.
I like that modern worship rock. Okay, I like that modern worship
yeah.
band. I like that.
It's a passionate worship if you prefer. You know what I mean? We take
yeah.
it all the way to the top, and we bring it all the way down to you know to praise and yeah to worship. You know what I mean? Just to
yeah.
you know, close to the heart of God, and that's where we want to stay.
want to stay right there. We want to stay right there. If you just tuned in, hey there, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia in the United States, but heard all across the World Wide Web. And this is our international artist spotlight, and we're so excited to have back on the air with us Gudni from Gospel Invasion Group Gig. You've seen me on Facebook. I have tagged. I have tweeted. So it's a great connection point there. Pick up the music everywhere. The music is sold, Amazon, iTunes, all that good stuff. In a few minutes, we're going to let you hear their version of Your Love is Beautiful. So don't move. Don't go anywhere. And so I have to ask a question because I know there are some listeners who may be listening saying, is it icy in Iceland? Is it cold all the time in Iceland?
Iceland is the most beautiful country in the world.
All right.
The story goes that way, that Greenland was got a green the name of Iceland was to hide the country from other people to come into the country, so nobody would recognize the beauty and fill up the country with all kinds of people. So they wanted to hide it. That's why they called it Iceland and Greenland, which is the opposite of really how it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you for that little tidbit. So you want to make your way to Iceland.
Yeah.
You will not be frozen out. Don't worry. So how has social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that, and YouTube, how has that helped, Gospel Invasion Group?
Well, it's a huge part of what we do, because obviously we are in a different country. We are far away from you guys, but we're still so close anyway. And we have so many connections through Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube channels and stuff like that that gets our music away. But, we have gone to know so many people just through those channels, and like you guys, and we feel so close yet so far away. So it's helping us a lot.
Wonderful. Well, listeners, we want you to pick up God with us. I'm telling you what, by Gospel Invasion Group, G-I-G, Gig, very simple there. Tell them one more time before we go to this song, Your Love is Beautiful, how they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, and your main website.
Well, go to our main website, which is gigonline.is. Again, it's gigonline.is. Down at the bottom of the page, you can find our Facebook, you can find our Twitter, YouTube page, and all our stuff. So that's probably the easiest way. Just go into, and then you can see all about us, a few tunes, and you can even buy our music there. And we'd love to have you as a friend on Facebook and Twitter. And so, visit our webpage. We would be very happy with it.
Very happy. All right. Outstanding. Well, Gudni, thank you so much for calling in. Again, I know it's like now about 10, 12 or so in your area, so thanks for staying up to hang out with our listeners today.
Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you are quite welcome. All right, listeners, here we go with Your Love is Beautiful, the version by Gospel Invasion Group. Don't you move. Here we go right now.
Hold on.
Love is Beautiful. Didn't y'all like that? I was just jamming. I was in the studio jamming. I love that sound. Modern rock band. Big shout out to Gospel Invasion Group. My friend Gutni, I am telling you what, all the way from Iceland. Check them out. Gig is short for that, but Gospel Invasion Group, check them out and pick up their project, God With Us. And that was track number two, Your Love is Beautiful, and I think you would agree. Listen, we don't want you to move. We're going to take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back with our second segment. Oh, my goodness, Erloho is joining us. She says urban gospel music is on the rise, including gospel hip-hop, neo-soul, gospel club. But you know what? There's still room in our hearts for praise and worship, and she makes music that takes us before the throne. All the way in from Scotland, listen, she's hanging out on the virtual, in the virtual green room. She's been hanging out the whole segment here, so we're going to be checking out with her shortly right after these quick commercial breaks. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123JobZone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
Virtual book tours is one of the best ways to get your book noticed by potentially thousands of new readers. BAB Virtual Tours staff will walk you through the process of embarking on a virtual tour for your book, business, music, and or ministry, providing simple but yet effective strategies for getting your product and your message in front of thousands. Sign up for a free consultation. www.latboyd.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listen, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette. Connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. Of course, you can go to my main website, which is charvette.com. Very simple, my first name. Oh, and welcome to all those that are listening in from my mobile app, my free mobile app. You can pick that up on your BlackBerry, on your iPhone, Apple products, and on your Android products, free of charge. Just go to your app store, wherever you download apps, and put in Charvette, and there you have it. You can listen to the show very conveniently right from your mobile phone and also pick up all past shows. All right, so we're moving right on in. Again, to our next segment, Artist Spotlight, International Artist Spotlight, all the way from Scotland, Erloho. I'm bringing her up to the mic right now. I tell you what, she's a devoted wife, a mother, an ordained pastor, and I'm telling you what, a worship leader at heart, and she's joining us here today to talk about her new project, Arise. Welcome, Erloho.
Thank you, Charvette.
So glad to have you all the way from Scotland.
Yeah, I'm glad to be with you as well.
Awesome. So let's chat about your music ministry. So certainly we talked about praise and worship is really, really kind of your lane, if you will.
Yeah.
When did you first realize that praise and worship and music was really a gift you had?
Well, I would say about 10 years or so ago, or, well, over a decade ago, really, growing up as a young girl, as a teenager in church and all that, I was always part of a choir. And then I think it was in the 90s or early 2000, I was made to lead a choir. A choir, and I realized that when I was leading worship, the there was something that was just happening. I did actually even have a dream, a vision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sleeping. I think I was doing something. I was probably cleaning the house. And then all of a sudden, I just saw myself leading worship in a big, 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 I don't know where it was, you know. But it was like I said, it was like a dream or a vision or a trance. And then I saw myself just in this big crowd, just leading people in worship. And in that atmosphere, I saw people being saved, people being healed, people being delivered. This was like years and years ago, over 10 years ago, I had that vision, you know. But at that point, I didn't quite understand what it was, you know. So I just kept being faithful in church, being faithful in choir, and just going through, you know, all that process. I had a music group while I was in the university, and then I got into another church where I was asked to lead the choir, you know. So I think all the while I was just developing and building my, you know, in that ministry, really. But of course, I didn't do anything all those years until just recently. You know, so for me, it's been a while. It's been a long time coming, and I know there were words of prophecies, you know, that were released upon me about praise and worship and all that kind of thing. Yeah.
Wonderful, and it is coming to pass, right? It is
It's amazing. You know, a friend of mine was saying to me 2 days ago that he remembers when I was speaking about this dream, this project, and it's all just falling into place, and you know, dreams really do come true.
Yeah, they really do. Wow. And so you also founded Heart Song, which has a mission to stir up the kind of worship that touches God and transforms lives.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell us about Heart Song.
Okay, great. Heart Song, like you said, you know, I think it was 4 years ago. I had just had twins. I was pregnant, and I just had twins. And then late at night when I wake up, you know, to, like, feed the kids, I just felt this sense of, emptiness. I'm like, oh, God, okay, I've had the twins. I wanted more kids. I've had twins. I should be satisfied, you know. But there was this deep hunger. And, you know, it was like, you know, God was saying, this is what you remember the dream I gave you a few years ago? This is what I want you to do. I want you to step out there, you know, to just gather people together from all races, all denominations, because it's not about a church, you know. And you will just gather together and just host this worship night for the audience of one, you know. I mean, it was a big struggle before I started, because I was like, no, I can't do this, not me. There's so many people out there who are better equipped for this, so I can't do that, you know. But I just had to step out in faith, and I just spoke to a few of my friends 4 years ago. I was like, okay, this is what the Lord is laying on my heart, you know, that we should just stir up the kind of worship that will touch him, because the Bible says he's seeking those who worship him in spirit and in truth, you know, and in that place of worship, let's just see him do his thing, see him work miracles, see him just transform lives, you know. And so we held the first one in 2011, you know, just got a few friends who are worship leaders within Aberdeen and outside Aberdeen. And, oh, my goodness, it was such a beautiful night. And so many testimonies that came forth. And, you know, I was just like, oh, wow, thank you, God, that I listened to you, you know. And then it's been running for 4 years now. We just had the fourth one in August, like 3 weeks ago or so. The photos of our up on Facebook, it was a beautiful night. A few worship leaders from within Aberdeen and also from London. It was a magical night, and people have been sending me messages of how, you know, God touched their lives, and so many things just happened. So yeah,
Wonderful. That's Heart Song, listeners, right there. Wow, that's awesome that you stepped out in faith. You know, you were kind of shaken, but he showed up, right, and confirmed that you did the right thing. Yeah, he does that. God does that. Oh, wow. If you just tuned in, hey there, listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is our International Artist Spotlight, and we are talking to Airloho. Yes. Now, you have also been nominated for 2 African Gospel Music Awards for Artist of the Year. Yeah. That's exciting, right?
It honestly is exciting, because my project Arise was released March this year. And I didn't think anybody would know me or, you know, be interested in what I had to do. But, you know, it was a big shock. It came as a really big, big surprise. And I felt so honored to have been nominated alongside, you know, veterans already, people who've been there years and years. So for me, it was just a big, big, big blessing, you know, that what I'm doing is being recognized and appreciated, you know. So, yeah, that was exciting.
How exciting. I love it. I love it. So let's talk about Arise, your first album. Number one, how did you come up with the title of the project?
Okay, well, how did I come up with the title? I think in 2012, I had been through a very, very rough period in my life, spiritually, emotionally, and I kind of lost all my confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped believing in myself, and then, you know, how we as human beings want to please people rather than please God, you know. So I found myself in that point where I felt hopeless, really, and it was like I was rejected and no one believed in me or anything. So I was really, really, really in a bad place, you know, and I knew that I had to step out and do this project, but I wasn't sure how I was going to go about it. So I spoke with my producer and said, okay, this is how I am feeling just now, but I know that through it all, God has been faithful, and He's brought me from a mighty long way, and I think he allowed that shaking in my life so that my focus would then shift back to him, you know, instead of trying to please man, you know, please God. So we sat down together and we wrote the song Arise, you know, and we just thought, oh, yeah, rather than, because initially I was like, okay, I'm going to do a project and I'm going to call it such a, I had given it a title already, you know, but then when we finished with the single Arise, you know, I just knew that this song, you know, had to just, the title of the whole album had to be Arise because of where, I mean, yes, we're saying arise and take your place in our lives, you know. I mean, you're the King of Kings, you're the glorious one, you know, just take your place, you know. But for me, it was like, arising from that state of, would I say, depression where I was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how it came about, the title. So it was just like a process. I'd been through that process. God had taken me through that process. He had delivered me. He had, you know, and I began to gain my confidence in him back, you know, and I started to see myself the way he sees me and, you know, just taking my place in him, really. So for me, it was just a lot. Just arise, just stand up, you know, rise up from where you are. And so that's how.
All right. Yeah. I love it. And we're going to let listeners hear Arise. So listeners, mm-hmm. you're going to get to hear Arise in just a few minutes. Hold your, keep your seatbelts on. So let's see other songs that are on this project, Arise. Great and
yeah.
Mighty. Tell us about Great and Mighty.
Oh, Great and Mighty is just about the awesomeness of God, you know. I think I love, one of the words I love using most is awesome, you know. And
yeah.
I wanted a song to just talk about how great and mighty he is in our lives, how awesome he is, how awesome his name is. So, and the funny thing is that my three-year-old daughter, that seems to be her favorite song, you know. She just loves that song, Great and Mighty. Yeah, so it's just a song of worship, just a song of praise, you know, declaring the awesomeness and the greatness of God. Yeah.
Wonderful. And while listeners are listening, let them know how they can pick up a copy of the project and a copy of the songs.
Okay. The whole project is available on all the digital stores. It's on iTunes, the Baby, Amazon, and everywhere, and from my website, which is elohoefemoi.co.uk. So it's all available online. I'm working on a video for Arise, so shortly that should be on YouTube as well, so people will be able to see me and just hear me.
Oh, great. And the first name is spelled E-L-O-H-O. E-L-O-H-O. And I've tweeted and I've tagged her in Facebook. So if you're connected with me, that's an easy connection point to get connected with Erloho. All right. And so let's talk about the Shayna song. Is that the name of
that song?
Yeah. What is? Tell us about that one.
That seems to be everyone's favorite. Honestly, I mean, even kids love it. The Shanana, because a lot of people have asked me, what is Shanana? It doesn't really have a meaning. I wouldn't say, okay, Shanana means such and such a thing. No, maybe it's just the Holy Ghost language or something.
Okay,
but
yes, you know, yes, I was about to ask
songs,
that.
Like, I know Hillsong, they do a lot of O's and A's and La's and La-La-La, you know. So we just wanted to do something, you know, that was catchy, that was like a response, a refrain kind of song, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a song that anyone could just pick up and relate with, you know. But if you listen to the words, I mean, the Shanana is just the refrain and the chorus. If you listen to the words, like I was saying to my producer when we're writing it, I want to talk about the grace of God, where His grace has brought me from, and if not for His grace, I wouldn't be where I am today, you know. So that's the Shanana song. It's such a catchy song. One of my friends was teasing me when you were when you were a child, you didn't have any nursery rhyme, so you came up with the Shanana song. But honestly, it's one of those songs that it's just a happy song, you know.
Awesome.
Love it.
So,
everyone loves
listeners,
it.
You just got to pick up the whole project. You just got to pick up. It's a must-have for new saints, for seasoned saints, for, you know, for anybody and everybody want to pick that up. Now, I mentioned that you are an ordained pastor. So, are you currently pastoring?
No. I'm not pastoring any church, you know.
Okay.
I was ordained in 2006 because I used to live in Nigeria, but relocated to the UK. So while I was in Nigeria, I was ordained as a pastor, and
okay.
I was just heading a department in church. And then, once in a while, you know, I get to preach and just share the word, but not like I was pastoring my own church, but I was a pastor in my home church.
I got you. Yeah. I am with you. And certainly you would fit the description if you were doing praise and worship. A lot of churches in the United States, I'll say, have, ministry leaders or pastors over praise and worship. So we are all ambassadors for Christ. So we'll just sum that up. I just wanted to give you proper recognition, if you were. So acknowledge that. Oh, my goodness. So tell listeners how they can tweet with you and how they can Facebook with you and all that.
Okay. Twitter is Eloho FMY. Facebook is the same thing, Eloho. Eloho FMY. Instagram as well. You can just follow me on all that platform and also connect with me on my website, elohofmy.co.uk.
All right. Fabulous, fabulous. And so how is Scotland? Do you like Scotland?
Before, yes. You know, when, is it Gooney was speaking? He said,
yes,
Iceland
Gooney.
Is the most beautiful. No, I think Scotland is the most beautiful nation
we
ever.
We have a competition.
You know? Scotland is just so beautiful. I mean, when we left Nigeria and we came into the UK, we were first in London. London is lovely, yes, I love London. I love London for shopping and all that. But Scotland is a place where it's like home for me, you know.
Oh.
It's a place where you want to bring up your kids. The people are friendly, they're really nice and all that. So, yeah, I love Scotland and I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I am excited that we got a chance to connect with you. Certainly, do you want to give a shout-out to management team, any marketing, or any of the producers that have been helping you with the project?
I'd love to just give a big shout-out to my 3HP family. They've just been amazing. Minister Shinine and Pastor Troy Edwards. I just love working with them. They're just such a wonderful family. And thanks to my producer Flo all the way in Nigeria, and all the radio stations really who have been playing my music and just exposing, you know, the ministry. Really, really thankful to them. And of course everyone who's been who's been blessed by the project, who's bought it, who's talked about it, who's interviewed me and all that. Yeah, so thank you to everyone for believing in me and for supporting me.
Outstanding, outstanding. And support is good. Support
yeah,
is good.
It's
you know,
very,
when you,
very good. It's so encouraging,
yeah.
You know, when you see that people are supporting you. Yeah, it's really encouraging, and it just wants you to do more. Yeah.
Wonderful. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
What motivates me?
Yes.
Oh, wow. What motivates me now? I mean, I like you, I think I want to just inspire people. I want to just make an impact in people's lives, you know. I mean, I've just released my project in March, but I have a few friends who are coming up with theirs, and I know how they were scared to actually step out because they thought it wasn't good enough, or who's gonna listen? There's so many people out there, but you know. So one of the things for me is just to inspire people and just tell them you can do it, you can make it. If I can, you can, you know. And so yeah, and I think. Yeah, that's what motivates me. And love for people, love for God. I just love to see people succeed, love to see people excel. I love to see people happy. Yep.
Wonderful. Well, I think that's a great spot to play Arise. You're single.
Yeah,
play Arise so listeners can hear it and they can go pick it up anywhere that they can do the digital download. Again, listeners, Eloho, and that's E-L-O-H-O, so you know exactly.
Yeah.
Eloho. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and joining us all the way from Scotland.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure being with you. Thank you so, so much.
You are quite welcome. All right, here we go, listeners. Arise.
Holy Father, we have
love it. I love it. Pick it up. Pick up her project, Arise. That was the single there. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Listen, we are preparing for our next guest that is joining us, Natalie Phillips, all the way from London, from the UK, is joining us. And I'm telling you what, if her name, if you don't already know who Natalie Phillips is, perhaps it's a good chance you've probably heard her voice. In addition to being lead vocalist on songs for one of UK's longest-serving choirs, IDMC, back in the day, and with a couple of awards under her belt, the 2004 Gospel Entertainment Music, oh my goodness, 2006 Oasis Best Female Award winner. Natalie is no stranger at all to music. She released a debut EP, All the Praise, a little while ago, but I'm telling you what, her first album she has released, Unique Perspective, and we're going to be chatting it up with her. Unique Perspective, she's nominated for 2014 Italian Gospel Music Awards for Best International Song. I saw a video of her on YouTube, Silent Tears, and we're going to let you hear that single off of the project. But listen, we're bringing Natalie up to the mic right now. She's been hanging out in the virtual green room, and we're excited to have Natalie Phillips joining us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome, Natalie.
Hello, Charvette. Hi.
Hi. I love your accent right off the bat. I just love your accent.
Thanks.
Wonderful. Well, listen, we're going to jump right on in. I just want you to tell our listeners in your own words, how would you describe your sound?
Oh, wow.
I know, big question.
My sound. It's actually quite diverse, actually, in my sound. I have neo-soul. I do acoustic stuff with my husband. I do pop. It's really, really diverse. So it's stuff from the heart. So something that will grab you. I think that will be the best way to describe it.
Okay, that's good. From the heart, that'll grab you. So certainly I mentioned that you've had experiences singing with choirs and singing lead.
Yeah.
You know, what is it? Does it feel like to kind of branch off and be like on your own?
You know, it was quite scary at first. I guess when you're singing the lead with choirs and things, it's a good training ground
for
solo. But it was quite daunting because you're in a group with lots of people in choirs, and all of a sudden you're a one man band and or one woman band, should I say? And it's quite daunting, but after a while you start to find your sound and you figure out who you are, and it becomes easier. Certainly after I married my husband and our sounds fused together, because he's a guitarist as well, and so we write songs together, and it helps me bring myself out myself. So, yeah.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So let's chat about Unique Perspectives. Tell us how you pulled that all together.
Oh, wow. Again, I had I've got a story for everything that you need to know about me.
Listen, we love stories.
So to cut this story really short, I had done an EP back in 2003 called All the Praise. As you had read out, it got some attention. And I hadn't done anything under the guise of Natalie Phillips for years. So it wasn't that I wasn't doing anything. I was quite busy actually working on other people's projects and just collaborating with other people and just ministering out, but not as a solo artist and so much. And Unique Perspectives is just a collection of materials that I'd written over the 10 years, as well as stuff that I had written really close to recording the actual album. So it was just a mixed match of all the things that I've been through, all life's journeys over the 10 years, because a lot can happen in 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And it was just basically God's perspective of my life and on who I was going through that journey, growing through that journey, and that's part of the reason why it's called Unique Perspective. It's just God's perspective on how I saw myself.
Wow. I like that unique perspective. There you have it, listeners. I always love the behind the scenes, the behind the story, and so it kind of helped the title stick with our listeners. And so did you write literally everything on the project you've written?
All of the songs, bar one, had my hands in there in the writing. Some I wrote solely by myself, and a lot of times I collaborated with producers and my husband and other songwriters. But yeah, most of the songs except for one song on the album, I had a hand in writing.
Wonderful,
yeah.
And fans love it, and radio loves it, and so yes, and so in London, and then certainly in the U.S., gaining
sure.
attention. Big shout out,
great.
Certainly, to your management team, for all of the great things. Good management, big shout out there.
That's Miss I. Miss I Good. Hi, Miss I.
Hi, thanks for all your help.
That's a new venture, actually. I've just recently signed a management deal with Miss I Good. Literally, it's not been a week.
Wow.
So we're looking for better, bigger and better. So, yeah, I'm really excited about that.
Wonderful. Congrats. You know,
thank
it's
you.
Always good. Yeah, good to have new energy, new perspective,
exactly.
pun intended, on things. So where do you see your music ministry going? Or who maybe, let me say it a different way, who would you really like to reach with your music ministry?
To be honest with you, I just want to reach, I know it might sound cheesy and corny, but I just want to reach whoever my music reaches. If it's down to genre, my music has so many different genres. If it's down to message, I have a different way of telling a story every time. So there's something for everybody on especially the album I've just written, but also for the songs that I'm writing for next projects coming up. But it's just being myself and reaching out to people who can see my heart. Know my heart, feel my heart, and see the relationship that I have with God through my music. So, if you're into ballads, then, there'll be ballads for you. If you're into something deep, then there'll be something there. If you want something to dance to, there'll be something there. But there'll always be a message of truth and God's word in there.
Wonderful. A message of truth. Yeah, a message of truth.
That's what we need in this world, isn't it?
Absolutely. With all of the, I don't know if you all have a lot of reality TV and fake reality TV, but we do.
We do, but we watch a lot of American stuff over here. So,
listen, everybody's not like that. I just let people know. Everybody in the United States does not act like some of those
shows.
That's
good to know. It's good to know.
Trust me. So I'm actually, we're going to let listeners hear Silent Tears. And I picked that, selfishly because I saw a wonderful YouTube video of you doing this. And I was like, oh, this is dynamic. But before we go to that, tell listeners about some of the other tracks, maybe some of your favorites or some of the popular tracks that are on this project, Unique Perspective.
Okay, so yeah, Silent Tears, let me start with that one. That is actually one that's quite close to my heart. It's a song that I wrote when I was going through some hard times. Faith is basically talking about not caring who's against you. If God is for us, then who can be against us? But it's quite, kind of lively, poppy track. So that's another favorite of mine. It just depends on what mood I'm in. I really do go through the songs in the album and have different ones at different times, different favorite ones at different times. But I Need You is another great track. That's a little bit closer to the more traditional, but more neo-soul traditional kind of style. But it's just talking about how we need the Lord everywhere we go, in our cars, in our homes. But Silent Tears, I haven't heard it for a little while. So.
Awesome. Listeners, again, Natalie Phillips. Natalie, tell listeners how they can tweet with you and Facebook with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, yeah. So you can get me on Facebook at Natalie Phillips. You can get me on Twitter at Nats Place. That's NATZPLAC. CE or at Nat P Music on, that's two Twitter accounts, with Nat Place and Nat P Music. You can also buy my my album on iTunes or Amazon as a download. So that's Natalie Phillips and Unique Perspective. Spotify as well. Husband's in the background. He's just come from work.
Hey, hubby. How you doing?
America's saying hi to you both. Yeah, you're saying hi back. it's available on all those platforms as well. So.
Okay, phenomenal. And so the goal of my show, I like to ask my listeners, my guests, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Just being myself, because I know there's nobody else in the world that's like me. God made me unique.
Yeah.
He made me one of a kind. And some people might say, thank God. But I say thank God in a different way. And I know that, that we're all uniquely made. We're all designed differently to fit into one puzzle so that we can make an impact on the world. I might not be able to reach people that you can reach of it. So what's the point? Be like you, or are you trying to be like me? We all have a different purpose in life. So just be encouraged, whoever's listening, be encouraged at being who God has created you to be. That's another one of the songs that's on the album. It's encouraging you to be what God has purposed you to be, purpose built. So,
Wonderful. Natalie Phillips, all the way from London,
yay!
England. I know it's almost midnight. It's almost midnight, so we appreciate you, midnight there, so we appreciate you staying up and chatting with our listeners, and so I think this is a great place to let them hear Silent Tears,
right.
And thank you so much for stopping by the show.
My pleasure, really, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, you're welcome. All right, here we go, listeners. Right, Silent Tears by Natalie Phillips.
Thank you.
And you're tired of talking, yeah.
Everywhere music is sold online, pick it up. Listen, today's show was awesome. We started the top of the hour out, backed by popular demand, Gospel Invasion Group, GIG for short. We talked to my friend Gutney, so check out Gospel Invasion Group. Pick up their project, God With Us, all the way from Iceland. They called in Christian rock band, modern band, modern worship band. They like to go by as well. And then we rolled in to our second segment with Erloho. Yes, yes, yes. Pick up her project, Arise. You heard Arise. Oh, my goodness. The single, Pick It Up, Pick It Up, Pick It Up. That's praise and worship right there. And she came in all the way from Scotland. And then, again, we finished up here with Natalie Phillips. Definitely pick up her project all the way from London, England. Listen, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and Twitter. Let's tweet twitter.com/Charvette, my main website, charvette.com, and then, of course, my mobile app. Just look for Charvette. Well, you know what? It's going to be a wrap for today. We want you to join back with us another time as we always have great, phenomenal, outstanding guests, and today was no different. So check back with us. Also, don't forget hashtag help series. Keep your eye out on that. Go to joincharvette.com and see the latest and the greatest offering for that. And if you're like, what is hashtag help series? Just go to Facebook and click in hashtag help series, and it'll pull up any post with hashtag help series, and you can see what's going on there. You can see what's going on there. All right, listeners, it's a wrap for the day. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.